Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
97, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Smith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is here. Joel is our good friend, a longtime Brentress member, one of the great futurists of our time, author of a number of books, Future Edge, The Five Regions of the Future, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, my favorite. And also, you check him out at joelbarker.com, also starthrower.com if you want to see his films. He's an outstanding filmmaker as well. Joel, thanks again for being here. You brought us, and by the way, folks, Joel has brought us global innovations from all over the world. Every part of the country, of the world is represented today. These are things that he's been doing with us for now for 11 years, bringing us things that are going to happen to, that are going to be part of our world in the future. One of the examples was way back 11 years ago when almost nobody had even ever heard or seen one. Joel was telling us about 3D printing, and now they're everywhere. Joel, we've got a Skyrail in China.
Yep.
We've got flying taxis in Manhattan.
No, nope, but actually it's German designed.
Yeah. And then we got electric trucks. We got all kinds of different ways of moving people and things around. The future of all that. Having grown up with popular science as a kid, seeing every other month a different kind of a personal flying deal on the thing, am I going to finally get to see that before I die?
Well, I'll tell you, if you go to the URL that they'll get for the flying taxi, you can see the model fly. So they've done a 1/5 model size, and it flies. It takes off vertically, and it goes. And I was kind of dubious till I saw the video, and then I thought, okay, they have a working. It's a new paradigm, Jim. In fact, all three of these things have to do with paradigms. This uses little ducted electric fans that are part of the edge of the wing, and the wing rotates 90 degrees. So instead of the ducted fans facing forward, they face down, and then it also has two big ducted fans on the front nose that pop out and point down, and the thing just takes off electrically.
Right.
And what we're seeing here is the change in engines from gasoline or jet fuel powered engines to electricity as the fuel. And so we now
and the bodies of these aircraft being lighter because of things like graphite, graphene, and
carbon
and those
fiber.
Things.
Exactly.
Carbon fibers.
The weight issue is going away.
Yeah. And then and the battery, that's the last thing, isn't it? The battery.
Well, it is. And what's interesting, remember, lithium is a very light material. And so even the batteries are lighter than what we used to.
But the ability to last, the ability to hold the charge a long time and not be so heavy, that's going to be the last thing that's going to make this really become commercial, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And if the graphene, here's our graphene super capacitors, get the market, then you'll be able to do it easily. But this thing, the reason I saw it as important is they've got another $90 million in startup funds that were given to them because of the success of the model.
Right. And this is for the flying taxi, folks. It would fly around big cities and take people back and forth from airports to airports. All right, now in China, there's something else going on over there, the Skyrail, their first Skyrail. But that's not really new, is it?
Well, here's what's in it. BYD is the company that's doing it in China. And what they're doing is taking a design that we've all seen in Disney World.
Right, the monorail.
It's called the straddle monorail, where the two sides straddle it. But they are building it, designing it so that it can be built at 1/5 the cost of a standard system and much faster. So what they're bringing to the party is the production system to really lay out this stuff fast. And, you know, we've talked about this once before a while ago about China building new cities. This is the transportation system that would work for the new cities.
They've got to be able to move people around over there without polluting the environment as much as
they are. And without cars.
Yeah, that's right.
You change the cost factor.
They've got to do that.
You take away the need for cars, you change the cost
factor. Japan's done it. Hasn't Japan done a lot of that? with their trains?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Japan has done a lot of that with their trains.
Oh, yes, they have. And of course, they're all long distances. They have that high speed for covering the long distances, making it short distance.
So this is only 50 miles an hour, so it's not. But the propulsion system and the rail system is not. There's nothing new there, right?
Nothing new at all. What's new is that it is in production and that it can be done cheaply, and that there's a major company saying we are going to build.
Where are we with maglev? Where are we with the new propulsion systems for rail? I mean,
wouldn't
you have thought by now we this would already been old hat?
Yeah, you know what? Maglev is hard because you're going at 300 miles an hour in a rail, and you've got to have real close tolerances.
Right.
So if those tolerances go wrong, you have a 300-mile-an-hour, very heavy thing with people inside it that's going to
come to stop, coming to a screeching halt, yeah.
Yeah, but China's built one. Japan has built one. Mm. The U.S. is moving to Hyperloop, I think. They're going to skip the magnetic stuff.
Yeah.
And if Elon Musk
go to a tube, a tube kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's Elon Musk. And,
yeah.
And he is a kind of getting like Edison, where he says, I'm going to do this, and we go for it, Elon, instead of saying, who is that fool?
All right, let's move over to the electric trucks. That's going to change the way we ship things.
Yeah. Now, think about the advantage of shipping electric trucks, because it's not like we have a whole category of trucks that don't go a lot of miles per day.
Right.
But they do a lot of starts and stops. That is perfect for
UPS.
Exactly right. And they're talking about not only the electric truck, which will take all those pollutants out of the air in town, starts and stops, because there can be a lot of trucks, but they're talking about putting drones with them, and drones carrying it the last mile, for instance, in rural areas. So they wouldn't take the whole truck out to the farm. They'd
mail carriers, that kind of truck.
Yeah.
So, folks, these are things. We're just sort of tickling your fancy a little bit here and introducing you some of these things that you'll be seeing more and more every day, because Joel said it. When we come back, we're going to talk about quantum computers. You know what that is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.